While Zane and Jason are thrift store shopping for Halloween novelty apparel, Jason notices something startling. The Calypso Record upholstery store they frequented years ago had been torn down to build yet another PJ Hooter Poots. The boys decide to investigate the construction site. Zane stumbles upon a small safe under the rubble, filled with records.
Hey Jason, check out this safe I found under the rubble. It's completely filled with records. Let's see what's in here. Leo Slayer.
Yeah, Fuzzy Red Bee Gees.
Von Albert's Presidential Whipped Cream Record. I wonder why there's no Yellow Man in here.
Whoa.
That's the Baxter LeVay Haunted Village record.
I totally thought this record had been made up. It really exists.
I heard that thing's cursed.
It's going in the trunk. We gotta take this. It's got an awesome cover.
Zane, these aren't ours to take.
Look, PJ Hooter Poots has already torn down this place. Nobody wants it. It's in a pile of rubble. What harm could possibly come from taking a Satanic Exotica album from the ruins of a Calypso upholstery store? It's going in the trunk.
Later that night, back at the shed.
All right, Jason, let's check out the Baxter LeVay record. Check it out. They printed it on black vinyl. That makes it even spookier.
Yeah, I don't know if that really means
I bet
anything.
It's worth more money that way. Let's play it.
Pretty cool.
I'm gonna play this over and over and over until we get to Halloween. I wonder what it sounds like backwards.
From this moment on, strange things began to happen. A mint in a box Gene Simmons Ultra action figure with axe base and wing snake battle staff falls from a top shelf and just misses Jason. Zane hurts his back taking hula lessons, and Jason enters a surfing contest and has this terrible wipeout. As if this wasn't enough, Tercio, the narrator, gets an unwanted visitor in the night.
Hi!
Hey, get out of here.
One dark and rainy night, my girl and I got lost in a cave. I call to her, and she calls to me, but we're still lost in the cave. Julie! Julie! Julie!
Julie!
Where are you, Julie? I can't see you.
Watch out for that bat! Jimmy!
I'm mad. He's mad, he's mad.
The man is mad.
Monty, yes, fearless leader, bring the ashes from the crematorium. Pour the hot water over it. Aha! Instant Beepo! Boy, is he nuts. They said it couldn't be done. They tried to tell me it couldn't be done. They were right. It can't be done. Avoid this man. They got to drop the net over him. Oh, loony!
See, I told you it wouldn't hurt there.
Chicken shack. There's a jumping little place called a bucket of blood. If you get out of line, your name is Mud.
Bucket of blood, bucket of blood, bucket of blood, bucket of blood.
The cooking is done by Big Mama's niece. Catfish and chicken fried in the same grease. If you want to get served, just sit down and wait. Or you look down the barrel of a 38.
Bucket of blood, bucket of blood. Bucket of blood, bucket of blood.
You can hear the jukebox blasting for blocks around, but nobody dares tell them to turn it down. The cats will hang around, a 7 foot tall. They'll knock you down and dare you to fall.
Bucket of blood, bucket of blood, bucket of blood, bucket of blood.
Two men walks in and scans the deck. It's a city morgue making a routine check. They find a body sprawled behind the door. Somebody stepped on somebody's toe.
Bucket of blood, bucket of blood, bucket of blood, bucket of blood.
Big Bad John walks in and tries to flirt with a chick in a corner wearing a tight tail skirt. A left to the body and a hard right cross. She shows Big John who's the boss.
Bucket of blood, bucket of blood, bucket of blood, bucket of blood.
Little Joe walks in, fresh out of jail. Takes a chew of barbed wire, spits out a nail. Walks over to the counter and orders some grub. Reaches out his hand and ends up with a nub.
Bucket of blood, bucket of blood, bucket of blood, bucket of blood.
Now I've traveled across country and I've been around, and there's a bucket of blood in every town. Sometimes they call it a fancy name, but it's a bucket of blood just the same.
Bucket of blood, bucket of blood, bucket of blood, bucket of blood.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Gummy, gummy, gummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Gummy, gummy, gummy. Black cat, a cave bat, and threw them in the pot, 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 pot. A blue snake, a green snake, and tied them in a knot, 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 knot. A hog jaw, a dog paw, and hung them on the line, 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 line. A horse hair, a green pair, and made a big sign, 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 sign. I'm cast my spell on you. I'm cast my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You will never, never be untrue. Took a horse key, an oak leaf, and put them in the ground, 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 ground. I took an old dish, a dry fish, and made them sound, 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 sound. Took a goose egg, a frog leg, and hid them in the sack, 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 sack. I got a Hindu, a tattoo, a symbol on my back, 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 back. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue. No! I took a dog's teeth, an oak leaf, and put them in the ground, 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 ground. I took an old dish, a dry fish, and made a big sound, 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 sound. I took a goose egg, a frog leg, and hid them in the sack, 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 sack. I got a Hindu, the tattoo, a symbol on my back, 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 back. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue. 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 When you called me a little witch last night, I used naughty charms that work taboo. I've decided you're mine, I just gotta have you. Drop in on my broomstick to say hello. Now that I've fallen in love with you, I'm gonna cast a spell to make you love me too. I'm stirring my witches a brew for you. Stirring my
cause I decided to make you mine tonight.
You know, Zane, ever since you played that record, weird things have been happening.
Yeah, come to think of it, you should have totally won that surf contest had it not been for the mysterious accident.
You threw your back out during a hula lesson, and that never happens.
And after my Gene Simmons Ultra Action figure with Axe Base and Wing Snake Battle Staff fell and nearly hit you, it damaged the box, totally ruining the collector's value. It now only books at near mint.
I think you should get rid of that record.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't want to think what might happen to my Dazzler collection. Maybe we should just take this thing to John and see if he'll give us some store credit.
The boys soon visit the island wise man, John at Confusion Records.
Hey, John, look at this cool album Jason and I found buried under a pile of rubble. We were hoping we could trade it in for maybe some money or some free records.
Get that thing out of here. It's cursed. My whole store turned into Wayne Newton records, Walking on New Grass. There's just one record, and that's all it is, Walking on New Grass, Wayne Newton. The whole thing there, he's in a picture with a horsey. Now, that's cursed.
If you're not going to take it for trade-in and we can't get any money for it, what are we supposed to do with this thing?
In order to get rid of the curse, you must take it to the Ghost of Vincent Price, which resides in a cave.
A cave? Which cave?
Take it to any cave. Any cave you take it, Vincent Price, the ghost of him, will definitely show up.
Thank you. me from my nose and grabbed me from my clothes. They made a purple pickle out of me.
Woo!
A big hairy spider grabbed me from the wall. Started rock and rolling and having a ball. Twisting and a turning did the hoochie crew. Moving and a grooving like potatoes too.
Yeah.
Now the craziest part that shook my dream when I heard a bunch roaches scream. Over there stood a silver fish tall and lean,
waiting like a record star making a scene.
Yeah.
While we were waiting and having a ball, we were rock and rolling all over the wall. Twisting and a turning did the hoochie coo. Moving and a grooving did the pony too.
Yeah.
Heard the strangest music as it played. Bugs saw it shining like a big sweet flame. They froze like statues, man, these bugs were afraid.
Heard Sam tell Joe, let's beat it.
Takes you down. It's 40 floors beneath the ground. It's like you're sitting there. Oxygen is sitting there. Now, old man,
time's got a tendency. We won't come out unless you win. We won't come out unless you win.
Pull up a tombstone and sit down. Coffin on the side. They call it Jekyll and a Hyde. Pull up a tombstone and sit down. Frankenstein will be around. Then you will get your favorite dish, a chocolate covered octopus.
look so pretty and she looks so neat. A wolf man come from behind a tree. A wolf man howling. I ran to the phone and I put in a dime and called my good friend Frankenstein. Well, you can get him, Frankenstein. You can get him, Frankenstein. You can save that girl of mine. You can get him, Frankenstein. Bats and rats and all. She said, help, help, that's why I called. Said, you better call Transylvania 999 and dig my good friend Frankenstein. Well, you
can get him, Frankenstein. You can get him, Frankenstein. You can save that girl of mine. You can get him, Frankenstein.
Fingers, but it ain't there.
What ain't there?
with a real dead beat.
Oh, dead?
Oh, no, brother. Not how dead.
How dead.
Oh, you mean like this? How dead.
Yeah.
You dead.
Swayha.
My mommy.
The boys find a mysterious cave and enter cautiously. They soon find a ghost-like apparition of Vincent Price next to a fiery cauldron.
Hey, Jason, look! It's a ghost-like apparition of Vincent Price standing next to a fiery cauldron.
We'll just hand him the record then.
Well, since it's just an apparition, I'll toss it to him.
The ghost-like apparition of Vincent Price picks up the record, closely inspects both sides for collector's value, and then, just to be a dick, tosses it into the fiery cauldron.
Dude, what? Really? Dude, why did you even check the condition if you're just gonna burn it? That was totally stupid.
You think it is stupid.
You say that to me, the arch disciple of Lucifer himself.
You are but a grain of sand, a mere speck in the cosmos, and you dare to venture an opinion regarding that great design of our master Diablo Supremus. To think that I, the right hand of Beelzebub himself, should be subjected to the opinions of churls and hobbledehoys. Bow thy knee if you wish to even speak in my presence.
Oh, piss off.
Piss off. For 700 years, I have served our master faithfully, enduring the agonies of the undead, the tortures of eternal servitude, obeying his every command, anticipating his every whim. His slave.
We don't have to stick around for this, do we?
I don't think so. We gave the record back. I'm pretty sure we're good.
All right, let's get out of here.
In the presence of that great cause, which we, the undead.
Well, that was a complete waste of time.
Yeah, he could have at least tried to sell that on eBay or something.
Well, the good thing is, it was just the one record. You did just take one record, right, Zane?
That's it. That was the only record. That's the only record I put in my trunk. I didn't take any others. You want to go eat at PJ Hooter Poots?
My date, my baby and I just sit and wait for
Vargas the Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop. He's got shaggy hair and a graveyard stare. Vampire blood spill everywhere. That's
Vargas. Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop. If you want a thrill, turn the lights down low. Except for the cool, steal the show. See,
Vargas, the Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop.
Vargas, the Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop.
Yes, he was.
Down in Tennessee, the time was nearly midnight. It was dark as it could be.
Dark as it could be.
When all at once I heard the sound of music from afar. That good old country music on a fiddle and guitar.
Fiddle and guitar.
Hoo-wee, it was the Tennessee Ghost. Hoo-wee, it was the Tennessee Ghost. A fiddling and a picking like a thousand men or more. The strangest mountain music you've ever heard before. Hoo-wee, a mighty man was he. That ghost in the mountains way down in Tennessee.
La-la-la-la-la-lady-o. La-la-la-la-la-lady-o.
So I rode on down the valley and suddenly I saw that giant hillbilly. My soul was filled with awe.
Soul was filled with awe.
One foot was in the valley, one foot was on the hill. A roar came down like thunder, he was laughing fit to kill.
Laughing fit to kill.
It was the Tennessee Ghost. It was the Tennessee Ghost, a fiddling and a picking like a thousand men or more. The strangest mountain music you've ever heard before. Hoo-wee, a mighty man was he. That ghost in the mountains way down in Tennessee. Hoo-wee.
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 Oh, Julie, and get out of this cave. It's been two long days. Julie! Julie! Julie!
This special edition of Sonic Safari was brought to you by P.P. Cobb's General Store and Beer Emporium, The Blue Door, and P.J. Hooter Poots. With over 17,000 locations, fun is barely a poot away.
Say this about that. Now, number one, in my opinion, the fault does not lie as much with the salad as it does with the dressing being used on the salad. Now, if you remember, here is what I said at that time. Oody wadi body bitty doo, wadi da, goody wadi woo. Now, let me say that I have nothing against the dairy industry. Oody wadi body bitty doo, wadi da. Your fault does not lie as much with the salad. Oody wadi body bitty doo, oody wadi da, goody wadi woo. I would prefer it if in the future we stuck to coleslaw. Oody wadi body bitty doo, oody wadi da, goody wadi woo. In my opinion, the fault does not lie as much with the salad as it does with the dressing being used on the salad. Oody wadi body bitty doo, wadi da, goody wadi woo.